Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Now today we're going to study about wisdom, and we're going to find out where you get it, and then we're going to find out why you need it. And that all of those questions are answered right here within the text. Wisdom is the principal thing. All right, let's read. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 1. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Now, the whole passage, of course, is about wisdom, and before we get past Proverbs chapter 8, we're going to hear more and more and more about wisdom. But today we're going to study the fact that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing, and the text tells us where to get it. You get it from your father. You get it from your father. Look, hear ye children, the instruction of a father. Now it's called the instruction of a father, of a father. In other words, a father ought to give this kind of instruction, but if a person has a father that won't give this kind of instruction, there are other places that he can get it because it is the instruction of a father, not necessarily your father. In other words, your father probably does give you a lot of instruction, a lot of wisdom. And I've talked to many a man that has quoted something that his father told him when he was a young man, something that's guided him through his life. But you know, your father may not contain all there is to know about wisdom, and so the instruction of a father can be given to you by a good teacher, by a mentor. Some people refer to mentors, from a good preacher or from other sources. And so we want to find out, where do you get that? Well, first of all, and logically, you get it from your dad. You get it from your dad. Your dad ought to be such of a man that he can give you wisdom right out of the words of God, and he can give you wisdom from his own experiences that's godly wisdom. It may not be a Bible verse, but it's biblical wisdom. I remember working with a fellow who is now 77, and we were visiting about the Bible and about growing up and things like that, and he told me that from a very young age, he remembered his dad quoting a verse of scripture to him about that a wise man, a companion of wise men shall be wise, and the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, I didn't quote the verse exactly, but the second part of it is definitely quoted from the Bible. The companion of fools shall be destroyed, and the first one has to do with you hanging around wise men and making companions of them and making friends of them and learning from them. Well, his father told him that when he was a very young man, and he followed his father's advice and chose out wise men that he could company with, and those wise men have made him wiser, and he avoided the heartaches of the foolish because he did not involve himself with foolish men, because the companion of fools shall be destroyed. And he didn't want to be destroyed. So he made wise men his friends. Well, that's a tremendous, you know, great piece of advice that his father gave him at a very young age. That's where this kind of wisdom should come from. We told our children at a very young age that they ought to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And you know what? They did. They got that wisdom from their dad. They got their wisdom from their mother in that regard. And we taught them many other things. We'd have classes with them in the afternoon and sit down and get the Bibles out and teach them from the Bible and teach them from books about the Bible so they could learn. That's where that wisdom comes from your dad. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 tells you something about that. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." And that comes from the second commandment, fifth commandment, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise, "that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." So you get this kind of wisdom from your dad. You can also get wisdom from your father. I'm not talking about your earthly father. I'm talking about the one that you have in heaven. If God is your father, he's going to give you some wisdom. Matthew chapter 23, verse 9, Jesus told his disciples, "Call no man your father upon the earth," so that it's inappropriate to address a priest as father. It's not inappropriate to call your dad father because he literally is your father, but it is inappropriate in the context of religious titles to call a man your father. "Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven." Now, when you get saved, you have a father, even if your earthly father is not one who would give you the kind of wisdom that Solomon is talking about here. You can get it from God the Father, and you get that from having personal fellowship with him. Look in 1 John chapter 3, 1 John chapter 3, and, excuse me, 1 John chapter 1, 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. John says, "That which we have seen and heard," now John saw Jesus Christ, "declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." So we're to have fellowship with God the Father, and in that fellowship he's going to instruct us. Some of the wisdom we get, we're going to learn by mistakes, and the Lord's going to deal with us as a loving Father and teach us through those mistakes. Some of the wisdom we get from the Father, we're going to get out of outright fellowship in prayer and fellowship with the believers in a church where you're hearing a preacher preach and something that he says speaks to you as if you were the only person in the audience and what he said was directed exactly and directly at you. Recently, we had a missionary come to the church and he preached for us on Sunday morning and Sunday evening. And honestly, there are things that he said in his message that I believe came directly from God for me because they address specific needs and areas of wisdom that I had. And God, in essence, through the preacher, spoke to me and showed me these things that he wanted me to learn and glean wisdom from him. So you're going to get that from your father. We've got friends of ours who are incarcerated. And while they're in prison, they are having fellowship with the Father, and they are learning untold things from God in the way of wisdom. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and you're going to see it here with the next item as well. The wisdom you get from a dad who knows the Lord and knows this book, and the wisdom you get from God the Father, will be unlike anything else that the world calls wisdom that you could glean from the business world or from experience or from school. They cannot hold a candle to the things that you will learn from a dad who loves God and from the Father himself. You'll also get the wisdom that Solomon is talking about here from the words of God. For this, turn to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. First of all, since wisdom is the principal thing, we got to find out where to get it. And you get it from a loving father, from God the Father, and from the Word. Because this is instruction of a father, and this is the kind of instruction that God gave to Jesus and Jesus gave to us. In John chapter 6, look at verse 57. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Now this passage has often been used to teach the necessity for the Eucharist. The Eucharist is something that is observed as a sacrament in the Catholic Church, and it is believed by those who receive it that when you receive the Eucharist, you are literally receiving the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thereby gaining eternal life. The sad thing is that people who do this don't believe they have eternal life. They believe that that will be awarded to them if they live a good life and keep the rest of the sacraments and die in the state of grace. Then God will give them that eternal life after they die. So there are several problems with the way they handle this text, but be that as it may, listen to what he said. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. There's something strange in this verse. In John chapter 6, verse 57, you don't ever see evidence of Jesus Christ literally eating the Father. And it would be cannibalism for people to literally eat the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when he said something about eating me and compared that to the way that he lived by the Father, it must have something to do with something other than his literal flesh and his literal blood. And in fact, in verse 63 of John chapter 6, we find out that it does. In John chapter 6, verse 63, the interpretation of the whole passage comes down to this. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So what Jesus Christ was saying, I live by the Father according to his words. And he even told his disciples, whatever he tells me to tell you, I tell you. He didn't quote it exactly that way, but he said, I do always those things that please him. And then as the Father hath taught me, so I teach you, something along those lines. And here, he said that you're not going to profit from the flesh. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So where are you going to get the kind of wisdom that Solomon is talking about in Proverbs chapter 4? You're going to get it from a father who loves the Lord and will give something to you from his experience in the Bible and in life. You're going to get it from the Father, God Almighty, as you have fellowship with him. And you're going to get it from the words of God. The words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And that's where you're going to get the wisdom. Not from school. Now, an education in school will do you well to get into college, and an education in college will do you well to get a professional job. And you can use those things. You're going to be inundated with all kinds of lies, and you're going to have wisdom to sort out the lies from the truth. But you can use those sort of things to get a job like a doctor or something like that that is in a professional position, like an attorney or a banker or something like that, and then use that for the glory of God by leading others that you come into contact with to the Lord Jesus Christ, and use that because you'll be paid well, and that way you can contribute well to the work of the Lord. So those things can be used that way, but recognize that when you get that kind of education, that's not wisdom. That's the wisdom that the world speaketh. That's the wisdom that man speaketh, not the wisdom of God. This type of instruction of a father, this type of wisdom about which Solomon is speaking, is wisdom that is directly related to your relationship to the Lord Jesus Christ and your relationship to this Bible and your parents' relationship to this Bible. Now, with all that said, what's the benefit? He said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. Why? Why? What's the benefit? Well, he lists five things in the text that we're going to talk about today that are the benefit of this kind of wisdom once you realize where to get it and once you realize where not to get it. You don't get it from your gang buddies. You don't get it from your peers. You get it from somebody that's older like your dad, and you get it from the Father, and you get it from the Word. You get it from having fellowship with God Almighty. I can't stress that enough, because there are a lot of people that are spending so much time with their friends and so much time in front of the television and so much time in the movies and so much time in school and no time in the Bible, and somehow or another they think they're going to gain wisdom. It will never work that way. Never. You can go to church, you can hear it from the pulpit, but if you don't reinforce it with your own private study and your own private time in fellowship with God Almighty and your own private time in this book, you will not retain the wisdom the way that Solomon said here, "Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." You'll never retain it for your life. All right, now, you need this kind of wisdom. It's the principal thing because it's responsible for five things in your life. First of all, regeneration. Regeneration. Verse 4 says, "He taught me also and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live." And live. So life is associated, eternal life is associated with these words, with this wisdom. And I can show you several references to that. One of them, I had a guy email me, it's been a year ago, but he said, "Can you show me in the Bible anywhere where the Bible shows us that salvation is directly related to the Word of God?" Yes, I can. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. The Bible says, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." Being born again, how? By the Word of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says, "In the mouth of two or three witnesses is every word established." I'll show you two more verses just like that. James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness," watch it, "the ingrafted word, which is able to save your souls." You're saved by the ingrafted word of God. Verse 18 in the same chapter, James chapter 1, verse 18. "Of his own will begot he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures." How did he beget us? He begat us with the word of truth. So regeneration is directly related to wisdom. And when you start getting the wisdom of God, then you're going to get saved. And that's how you get saved. That's why it is so vitally important for children to be in church. Paul complimented Timothy on his early salvation. He says, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to save thy soul. Or how did he say that? 2 Timothy, make thee wise unto salvation. That's what he said. He said, from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. So we get children in church because we believe that's a great time for them to get saved and grow in nurture and admonition of the Lord and in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Back at Thanksgiving, we had a young man come to church with his family, and he began to inquire about salvation after the things he heard in children's church. And they just told me the other day he got saved after good exposure to the words of God. Why? Because this kind of wisdom will regenerate you. You're not going to get saved by the things you learn in school. Brother Roloff used to say, "Education without salvation is damnation." Or Bob Jones Sr. said it that way, and I think Brother Roloff said it very, very close to that. I think he said education without salvation is abomination, something like that. That you're going to have to get that from this book. That's where you're going to be saved. That's how you're going to come to God. But there's more to it. This kind of wisdom that is the principal thing, is not only responsible for regeneration, but also for preservation. Look in verse 6. "Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee." Now, you're not ever going to know anything about being eternally secure until you get a full dose of this Bible. Not just your favorite passages, but the whole thing. A person that'll sit down and read this Bible as a newborn babe in Christ, beginning at the beginning and ending at the end, will come through the New Testament and have an assurance of his salvation. People who listen to preachers that tell them they can lose their salvation and who refuse to read all the counsel of God are not going to understand. They're going to believe they can lose their salvation. But the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, these things, talking about wisdom now, talking about the words of God, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God." So he wrote something down for you who believe on the name of the Son of God. What? "That ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." He wants you to know something. He wants you to know that you have eternal life, and you will know that when you read and believe the things that are written in this book. Preservation. Preservation. The word that God spoke to Moses regarding Joshua and Caleb and regarding the promised land was enough to preserve Caleb all the way through 40 years of a wilderness journey and 5 years of battles waiting to get his mountain. Joshua chapter 14, verse 10. Now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years. Even since the Lord spake his word, this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. That's the testimony of Caleb. 45 years he hung on to the words of God, and God preserved him through that entire wilderness journey to be able to take that mountain that was promised to him after they'd gone in and spied out the land 44 years beforehand. Tremendous. Why do you need this kind of wisdom? Not only will it regenerate you and preserve you, but it'll also promote you. This kind of wisdom is responsible for promotion. Verse 8. The Bible says, exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Promotion. Now don't tell me you don't want to get ahead. And I mean, that may not be your ambition, but that Bible says if you'll humble yourself, that God will exalt you. That's what he said. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted, and he that exalteth himself shall be abased. Wisdom will promote you in due time. Listen, God said that he's going to have some kings and priests down here during the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus is on this earth for 1,000 years ruling, he's going to have kings and priests that are ruling with him, and those are saints out of the church age. Wouldn't you like to rule? The way to be sure that you're going to have a promotion when it comes to that time is by wisdom. See, where am I going to get it? Just like we said, from the Father, from the Word, from a loving dad or a dad-type figure. I remember when I was a teenager, going away to boarding school, but I had a man named Rocky Young. He took me under wing and taught me things about the Bible that have stayed with me. I didn't always keep those things. I didn't always retain those things and follow them in my early part of the career of banking. But later, those things came back and held me and guided me. And now, look, preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to you, giving you instruction out of the words of God to try to help you. My sincere desire in this radio broadcast is to glorify God. My sincere desire is to edify you as a saint of God and to lead lost sinners to Jesus. And I consider that a promotion now. And that came because I started to follow these words of wisdom. I got them, and I'm still getting them. And I'm going to keep on getting them because they are the principal thing. Everything that has been effective in this ministry is solely the consequence of the words of God, the wisdom of God. Why do we want this kind of wisdom? Because of regeneration, because of preservation, because of promotion, and because of extension. Look at verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Look at that. The years of thy life shall be many. Don't you want to live a long time? Don't you want to have an extended life? I mean, I want the rapture to come and I'm ready to go to heaven. Don't misunderstand me. But as long as I've got an opportunity to serve the Lord, I'd like to have an extended life for your sake. Proverbs 3:2, talking about wisdom and keeping the commandments of God, says, length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Now, I've got a dear friend of mine, 95 years old, and to this day, he is still burdened for souls, still routinely goes and visits with folks about the Lord Jesus Christ. He personally came here before we opened the doors of this church and went through the neighborhoods adjoining this church and personally passed out invitations to come and hear the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in this church and dealt with folks that would allow him to deal with them and passed out tracts. And was responsible for getting out 1,000 invitations and tracts to folks. And you know what? He told me, he said, I believe the Lord has allowed me to live 95 years because I continue to do what he would have me to do. I ask him to make me a soul winner, and I still continue to do the work of a soul winner. You know what he's had? An extended life. You know where he got it? Wisdom. Wisdom. He found that he could do something for God by wisdom. that God was interested in. Jesus Christ died for those souls, and that God would keep him around to keep that work going if he would be faithful to discharge that responsibility. And by wisdom, he has extended his life. He's 95 years old and still gets around. Wisdom is the principal thing. Why get it? Well, also because of protection. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. That's like a straitjacket, narrow. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. You know what we enjoy in Christ Jesus? Liberty. But it's hard to know how to use that liberty. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is liberty. And listen, when I go, I want my steps, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm not much for walking around on tight ropes, and I don't like high catwalks. So David said in Psalm 18, verse 36, David said, thou hast enlarged my steps unto me, that my feet shall not slip. I need a good wide path in this narrow path of following the Lord Jesus Christ. And you get that by wisdom. Wisdom will absolutely define the limits of liberty that you and I have so that we can confidently do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy our relationship with him without crossing the line and doing things that would cause him or cause us to be in trouble. That's what you need wisdom for. Now, once again, in summarizing what we've seen in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 13, you're going to get wisdom primarily from this book. Your dad's going to give it to you. Your father's going to give it to you, that is your heavenly father, either through preaching or through your personal time of fellowship with the Lord in study. And you're going to get it directly from the words of God. And that wisdom will guide you, and that wisdom will preserve you, and that's what you need. And you need it because it will regenerate you. This wisdom will preserve you. This wisdom will promote you. This wisdom will extend your life. And this wisdom will protect you in the liberty that you enjoy. You can't live without it. It's impossible to live the Christian life apart from the wisdom of God and never replace it for the wisdom of the world or the wisdom of psychology or the wisdom of philosophy. You take the wisdom directly from the words of God, and these things will be true in your life as well. And we pray that you will.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.